Hello, my name is John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We're so pleased you've joined us. Well, friends, I have good news for you. You might be unfaithful to God, but God will never be unfaithful to you. He loves you more than you would ever realize. I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant your servant great boldness this day to bring your word, that, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Right, the nature of God, what is God's nature like, and what does he think, what is his heart towards you? We go to Psalm 145, 4, 5, and 6, and it says, Let each generation tell its children of his mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power. I will meditate on your majestic, glorious splendor and your wonderful miracles. Your awe-inspiring deeds will be on every tongue. I will proclaim your greatness. Well, friends, everyone will share the story of his wonderful goodness and his power to protect his people, because the Lord is merciful and he is compassionate. Right, we have a testimony here. It's about God's mighty acts of his power and protection. It is from John G. Lake, who was a missionary in South Africa from 1908 to 1913. While there, a horrific bubonic plague broke out. John Lake was caring for the sick and burying the dead. There was 25 million people were killed through this bubonic plague, mainly in Europe. And Britain sent a ship of medical supplies and a team of doctors to him. The doctors asked Lake how he had protected himself from this deadly contagious plague. His answer was, I believe the law of the spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Lake said, as long as I walk in the light of the law of the spirit of life, no germ will attach itself to me. In scriptural context, this verse speaks of Jesus' work of salvation, bringing life of the Spirit of God to us and freeing us from the law of sin, or in other words, from everything evil that came into the world through sin, such as disease, poverty, addictions, spiritual death, and early death. The doctors were unconvinced, so Lake insisted that they do a microscopic experiment on him. Lake showed him that if one of them took the bubonic plague foam from the lungs of a dead person and put it under a microscope, the disease cells would still live. If they put the foam in Lake's hand and then looked at it under a microscope, they saw that all of the disease cells instantly died, proving what Lake said was true. It says in John 4:4, then John Lake knew this because he was born again and filled with the Holy Ghost. He knew that Jesus in me is greater than he is in the world. Galatians 3:13, Messiah Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law by being made a curse for us. And the curse includes pain, fever, inflammation, severe burning fever, and all sicknesses and diseases. 1 John 3:8, the Son of God was revealed that he might destroy, undo, loosen, and dissolve the works the devil has done. In John 5:18, John Lake knew that Jesus carefully watches over and protects me. Messiah's divine presence within me preserves me against the evil, and the wicked one does not lay hold of me or get a grip on me or touch me. So friends, just like God protected John G. Lake from that bubonic plague, so God will protect you when you are his child. God loves you. He always has and he always will. God has an unselfish concern for you and a willingness to seek the very best for you. He's offering a free gift of eternal salvation. But friends, only you can make that decision. It's a choice only you can make. Romans 10 verse 9 and 13 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. So friend, will you pray with me? Just follow me along. Dear Heavenly Father, just follow us along in this simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. And fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church and know you have a purpose and there's a calling over your life. You are unique. You are precious to God. You are his treasure. So you can pray this every day over your life. My past has passed away. I am forgiven. I am free from all condemnation. So may you walk in the divine knowledge that your destiny has been written in the chronicles of glory from the creation of time. God sees you today. You are on the highway to heaven. Celebrate with joy unspeakable. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name we pray and ask it, amen. Right, today's scripture is talking about anointed to be you. Psalm 139, 14, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know them full well. Friend, did you know that when you compare yourself with others or wish you were like someone else, it's like saying, God, you just didn't do a good job. It's actually saying, God, why did you make me subpar? Why did you make me less than that? Realize that God didn't make anybody inferior. He didn't make any person second class. You are a masterpiece. You are fully loaded and totally equipped for the race that has been designed for you. You're anointed for that. Today, let your attitude be, I may not look like someone else, or I may not have the job that someone else has, but that's okay. Nobody will ever be as like me, man. Nobody will be better than me. I'm anointed to be me. I'm equipped to be me. Remember, it's easy to be yourself and to do what you are equipped to do. Don't fall into the trap, friend, of trying to be someone else. Accept who God made you to be and embrace the good things he has prepared for you. So I pray today that for you, that I thank you, Lord, that for equipping them, you will direct their steps for them. Bless them, Lord, for you make them what they are to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Right, we get to this part of the message where we're going to be praying for the sick. God's power to deliver his people from sickness, disease, and infirmities. We go to Galatians 8:13. Jesus Messiah has redeemed us from the curse of the law by being made a curse for us. And we see in Deuteronomy 8:28-22, the curse included fever, inflammation, severe burning fever, pain, and any sickness, all of which you are now redeemed from in Messiah Jesus, your Savior and your healer. 1 John 3:8, for this reason the Son of God was made manifest or made visible to undo, destroy, loosen, and dissolve the works the devil has done. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the Messiah is always the same yesterday, today, yes, and forever. So friends, healing is more than God's will. It's his provision. The price for your healing was paid at Calvary. It's part of your redemption. In Matthew 8:16-17, now when evening came, they brought him many demoniacs, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all of the invalids, that the word spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Took away our sicknesses, and our diseases he removed. And like Luke 9:1-6, Jesus now called the 12 together, gave them power and authority to overcome all the devils and to cure diseases. He sent him to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal. So they set out and traveled from village to village, and everywhere they told the good news and healed the sick everywhere. Luke 10:1-3 and 8 and 9, after that, the Lord commissioned another 70 disciples, sending them in front of him 2 by 2 into every town and place that he was intended to visit himself. He said to them, the harvest is rich, but the laborers are few. So pray to the Lord of the harvest. Go your way, wherever you receive, on entering a town, eat what is provided, heal the sick in the town, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come close to you or come near to you. In Luke 10:17-19, then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Friends, serpents and scorpions represent the demonic realm that we have been given authority and power over, all sickness and infirmities. Healing is for everyone, both then and now, as the gospel plainly reveals and Christ's great commission demonstrates. The healing message and the healing ministry is still valid today. Romans 8, 2 and 11, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Verse 11, but if the Spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken or restore your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in you. See, friends, the Holy Spirit will make you alive. He's made you alive. He will restore your perishable bodies who dwells in you. The Holy Spirit is the confirmer of the gospel. He's the demonstrator of God's word. The Holy Spirit communicates the love of God and the reality of Jesus Christ. I pray, Holy Spirit, of what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles. The power of the Lord is present to heal. Lay your hands on that part that needs a touch from the Lord. Believe you receive, and you will have. It's the Holy Spirit that makes alive or restores your mortal body or whatever your sickness or problems are. So I pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, infirmities, I bind and I break the power of every infirmity, and I command in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to loose them. I rebuke you. Be healed and made whole by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give them a miracle, Lord, a creative miracle that they have longed for. Let the anointing of heaven fill them, Lord, be healed and made whole. God, for pains, emotional and physical, I curse this in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the fire of God burn it out. Give them peace, Lord. Give them peace. Give them your shalom. Let no good thing be withheld. Fill their hearts with your goodness, Lord. Be healed and made whole by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hearts, blood disorders, I curse these blood disorders and infirmities. I command you to release them and set them free by the power of the blood of Jesus. Give them a miracle, Lord. Let the anointing of heaven fall on them now. Be healed and made whole by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And cancers and tumors, just like Jesus cursed the fig tree and commanded it to dry up from the roots, I curse cancer at the roots. I command you to dry up right now in Jesus Christ's name. Be healed and made whole. I loose the touch of heaven. Let the fire of God burn out every trace of cancer. I command you to come out of that body in Jesus Christ's name. Be healed and made whole. Fill them with your goodness, Lord. Let the anointing of heaven fill them. Be healed and made whole in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. People are being touched now. People that had worries and stressed out, you're being healed by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peace has come upon you. So I thank you, Lord, that the enemy has been defeated, yet there has been created miracles happen today, this evening. Your shalom, your peace has healed every broken heart. Every sorrow was healed. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed. You are the strength and the song. We magnify your holy name, Lord. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Friends, do not let fear come upon you. 365 times the Bible says, fear not. It always distorts the truth and makes us believe things which we should not believe. Divine healing can be instant. I wish they all were, but sometimes they're not. It takes time. Often it's a progression where it unfolds over a period of time. We see this in Mark and Luke in the Bible. But the Bible says you shall recover, you shall get well. I've known people that up to 6 weeks later have been healed. It just slowly being healed. Some healings take, say, seconds and minutes and days, sometimes weeks. But the Bible says you shall get well or you shall be healed. So act your faith. Just try it out. Look for the improvements. over the next little while. Look for the improvements. And to keep your healing, believe you have received and you will have. Believe you received. The anointing, the Holy Spirit is in there. Use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. Don't hold on to grudges or being vindictive. Walk in love. Maintain a good confession. It's so important to maintain a good confession. Don't let doubt one belief come in, and know that it is God's will for you to be healed. And so, today's blessing. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May your sins be forgiven. May your sicknesses be healed. May your brokenness and grief be carried away. May you celebrate with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. And know the peace of God in the worst of times, because he is the Prince of Peace. He is the master of the winds and the waves. In Jesus' name, receive this blessing. Shalom. Amen.
Afflictions to him this morning. Place your hand on that point in your body that is ailing. Command his life in this room to come into that area. Take authority over that thing which does not belong in you. Wholeness in this room today. I declare wholeness in this room today. Wholeness in your mind. I take authority over depression in the name of Jesus. I call it a liar in the name of my Jesus. Gone. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Your joy is my strength today, Lord. Wholeness in your bodies today. Take authority over cancer cells in the name of Jesus. I command those to dry up and be gone because of your stripes, O Lord. Because of your resurrection, Lord, we have life today. You come with healing in your wings. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
your language.